whose passing is a tragic loss. Not. Now we shall sing hymn number 127, Oh Happy Day.
The inappropriate service over, we prepare to inter Harry in the Biscuit family mausoleum, a massive tin separated into different compartments. Harry had once designed an automatic coffin burying machine, and it seemed only right that he be laid to rest by one of his own inventions.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, Biscuit's death was hilarious. Right, pull the lever, Bin.
The machine fired the coffin at the mausoleum and missed it completely. Instead, hitting the church spire, which plunged downwards and right through Bishop Whackwallop.
Oh, I'm become a bishop kebab.
Meanwhile, the coffin continued its trajectory, glancing off the church bells, and then rebounding into a piano shop, catapulting Harry's body out of the coffin through the window of a bakery, and face first into a display of cakes, tarts, and pastries. It was what he would have wanted. We returned home to grieve, putting up a sign saying, Warning, Mourning. Pippa had a small choir to sing mournful music to her. My wife ripely started an enormous, completely black tapestry, and I sat staring into a fire with forehead so furrowed I could lick my own hair. Then, after several weeks, we received an unexpected visitor.
Can we not mourn poor Harry in peace?
I shall answer it.
Hello, Pip-Bin.
Harry. You were dead.
Yes, I was, but now I'm undead.
How?
Well, I had been dead for a bit, which was rubbish, by the way. Then someone came along, gave me the dark power of undeadness, and here I am.
What someone?
Mr. Benevolent.
So, how are you? Did you say Mr. Benevolent?
Maybe.
Why would he do such a thing?
Oh, no reason. Oh, which reminds me, I am evil now.
Harry, you could never be evil.
Oh, I could. See your favourite vase? That is how evil I am. I'll paper it, obviously.
Oh, Frater, quid faces.
Hello, old girl.
Harry Est. Gaudium! I mean, joy! Quiet, I need you no more.
All right, cheers, love.
Harry, is it really you?
Yes, though slightly undead and completely evil. This morning, a dog wanted me to tickle his tummy, and I only did it for a little bit. That is how evil I am.
That does not sound dreadfully evil.
Well, what about this, then? Ow!
Harry, you have knocked dear Pip unconscious.
Sorry, only I came here to kidnap him for Mr. Benevolent. The evil laugh needs more work, I think.
Some hours later, I awoke in a cold, dank cave. On the wall was a sign saying, You don't have to be evil to work here, but you do. This must be Mr. Benevolent's evil lair.
Well kidnapped, Harry Biscuit.
Thanks, boss.
You fiend! You have corrupted Harry.
Not just him, Pip-Bin.
Hello, dear brother. To stay with my Harry, I too have become evil. Mr. Benevolent has made me his evil head of catering.
How evil can that be?
I make sandwiches and do not use quite enough filling.
Gosh, you really nailed the laugh.
Now, leave us.
Why am I here, Mr. Benevolent?
Remember the clue I gave you as to how I was going to conquer the world?
French and English articles confused with vile, dry Edam for a wicked force lacking true life. Meaningless.
Well, let's work it out. French and English articles, un and a. Confused with obviously means an anagram. So it's an anagram of un, a, and vile, dry Edam.
You fiend. You are going to use my dried navel to take over the world.
That would be incredibly weird.
Unmade liver dye?
Oh, forget it.
He led me outside, where I saw a terrifying sight.
Behold, my evil undead army.
I nearly...